This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let me check the chat here. All right. Jane Smith says, hi, I've been trying hard to deal with every trauma from 5 years old through now, loving others my whole life. My body literally broke. Fibromyalgia, ME, CFS, massive back issues. What that tells me, Jane, is I already know someone with fibromyalgia, when their body gives out, they're nicing people to death. They're cut. I talk about this, the nice paradox. That when you're taught to, that you're, I talk about this also, it's called the attachment authenticity bind, where as a child, we have to choose between attachment or living in our authentic selves. And because none of us are taught how to parent, we're all stuck in all of, you know, the worst day cycle, all of us let go of our authentic selves, develop a false persona, detach from our authentic self, and become what our parents need so we can get what we want, because we need to survive. Well, a person who's been through the type of health conditions that you're listening, Jane, what that tells me is your false persona was the nice persona. You do what's called giving yourself away. You can't say no. You can't set boundaries. You can't ask for your needs and wants. If you do, you feel guilty, but you're stuffed. Fibromyalgia and those conditions are stuffed anger and rage because you're swallowing all of your true morals and values, needs and wants, negotiables and non-negotiables. You're living a life completely against yourself, and your body is sending the message to you, it's your turn to start saying no. But again, we have a society that teaches us the wrong way to be nice. It's a very victim-oriented niceness. It doesn't help us. So the proof of the niceness, here's how you can tell you're using nice to manipulate people and re-victimize yourself and make yourself sick and hurt. The good news is, Jane, you're not bad. There's nothing wrong or defective with you. You're just living a process that the world has taught you. And you're not to blame for that. Nobody's developed any of this, so you didn't know. But this is the beauty of the authentic self. It drives us, it uses the worst day cycle to destroy us, to show us the way back. So all of these ways you can't say no and everything, we will do that until we destroy ourselves enough that we finally make the choice to deal with the things we've been avoiding the most, the recovery aspects we've been avoiding. Well, listening to the way you wrote about this tells me that standing up for yourself is the part that you're rejecting and not accepting your authentic self and your authentic power. And here's how you can figure that out. Whenever a request comes in, ask yourself three questions. Will I ever keep score that I did this for them? Will I ever throw it in their face after I do it for them? Or will I ever have resentment at how much I do for others and don't get in return? If you think any of those three things will happen, you need to say no. Well, I guarantee, you know, person with those health issues, all three of them. This was me. What I had to admit was I wanted to be glorified for my goodness. My childhood became, my father was so domineering that I gave myself away. And I still have pictures of him watching TV and me rubbing his feet. Just like a little, oh gosh, I'm not drawing a character in my head. I see a picture, but don't know the name. You know, just totally like simping and trying to get him to pay attention to me. And he completely ignored me. That's the niceness. We do all these things, but underneath, we don't want to. And the proof of that is we have all that anger and resentment for how nice we're being and how we're not being recognized. And so before you ever say yes to anyone, you need to satisfy those three questions. I go through that whole saying no process in my online classes. There are two magic phrases. One starts in the beginning, one's at the end, and learning how to say no and stop processes like this. And those magic phrases work every time. You never have to explain yourself. You never have to defend yourself. It breaks that whole dynamic, okay? Let's see what, so to sum up for you, Jane, what you're stuck in is the inability to say no. There's a lot of codependence going on here. And until that codependence is dealt with and addressed on a very deep level, these conditions will continue. Don't know where to go from here. I lost my seeing through people and my intuition as I joined Good by four different people. And people wind up being, yeah, Jane, everything, I'm seeing this. How do I say this lovingly? Right? And here's how I can tell somebody is still getting a lot out of being the victim. They still tell the story of the victimhood, even as they talk about how much recovery work they've done. And God, this just sounds really demeaning. It's not my intent, Jane. I just teach truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness. And so what this tells me is whoever you have sought out for help, whatever the teachers have been or counselors or therapists, they haven't been truthful with you. They haven't shown you how to take responsibility or do the healing work necessary to get through this. It's not deep enough. All they've given you is the outer edges of the puzzle. They probably nice you. I mean, you deserve tremendous empathy. I'm reading your stuff. You've been through a lot. That's good. But a qualified professional not only extends empathy, but they give you skills and tools and confront where we're in deception, where our left hemisphere is playing the victim, where it's doubling down on its falseness. It's telling a hero story and not sending the truth, all the information back to the right side so we can get into truth and see a fuller picture. Well, the way to get out of this, I'm trying to think if any, there might be another program out there. I don't know all the programs. I know this, my program will break you of that process, of that self-destructive loop that you're in. It goes deep enough. If you're willing to do the work, it will give you the process you need to create new steps and create a new sledding path. If you feel you're ready for that, leave a message. It's my Greatness University, the Greatness U, the letter U.com. My online masterclasses will walk you right through that. Both of my books, the compilation of those of the classes and my books, will give you the process that's lacking for you. Oh, shoot, Jane, Jane, I'm ready. Thanks for your honesty, kindness, and care for everyone. I'm glad you hear this. It's so hard. My childhood trauma from being nice, when I speak truth and responsibility, I still feel tremendous guilt, like I'm being mean. And so I try really hard to say it loving. So I'm glad that it came across as loving to you. That's always my goal. Because of the way I was raised, the way my father and grandfather talked, see, this is a simulation concept and definition. There is a disparity between the words I choose to communicate a concept and what's actually in my heart. I'm still working on my authentic self and my emotional authenticity and merging them together so that the words that come out of my mouth match what's in my heart. I'm glad in this case you felt that they match, Jane.